This conference will now be recorded.
We're all set.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the call. We'll call this CAA Economic Asset Development Committee meeting to order. Thank you for circulating the agenda. Alex, the first order of business is to approve the minutes of the August 18th meeting. I hope that the other committee members have had a chance to review, and if so, and you're comfortable with the minutes, please, we would entertain a motion to approve.
Scott, this is Sebastian. I'll offer a motion to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second? I will second. All in favor? Aye.
And this is Sean Wooden. I'm going to abstain because I wasn't present.
Okay. All right. The first order of business under discussion items is economic development initiatives. Kevin and staff, would you like to bring that topic forward, please?
Sure. I'm going to turn it over to Mark, who will run through some of the things that he's been working on.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Number one on the list, just an update on the Bradley Airline agreements. There is a meeting scheduled for the beginning of next month with all the airlines for renewal discussions. Number two on my list is Bradley land development. Last time we spoke, we informed you about Embraer's interest in assigning their lease. They ceased operation some time ago, and they had their lease in operation on the market. At the time we spoke last time, Signature Air Support had expressed an interest in obtaining that lease. We've had a number of conversations with both Embraer and with Signature Flight Support, and we've been told, and it's been communicated, that Signature and Embraer have come to an agreement where that lease would be assigned to Signature Flight Support. So the next steps will be we need to go through the formal process of the CAA approving that lease assignment.
If I might ask a question on that. So I know that there were some issues that had to be worked through. There were things that Signature was looking for that might have been objectionable. You know, where do we know or have we seen, you know, any proposed changes? I mean, or are they accepting the lease without any changes?
Yeah, Scott, I'll jump in. This is Kevin. It's been made clear to Signature that the only rights that can be conveyed to them are the rights that Embraer has. Now, keep in mind, I mean, Signature also has a presence here. Excuse me. If they want to utilize the facility as an extension of their FBO services, parking corporate aircraft, they're able to do that so long as they continue to maintain FBO rights. But the timing of the expiration of their existing FBO lease doesn't match up.
Sean Wooden at 169 Privilege
Road.
But
it doesn't match up with the expiration of the MPR.
Can you let Dan know that?
If for some reason Signature does not pick you on.
Treasurer, I think you might need to put on mute.
The living room.
Treasurer Wooden. You need to put that on mute. Thank you. All right,
so
Kevin, go ahead.
If for some reason Signature does not continue on as an FBO, they can only utilize the Embraer facility for what it was originally intended for. Now, parking of a corporate aircraft, We would continue to allow that, but that's all they would be utilizing it for. They can't provide other FBO services. So okay. That's been made very clear to them. They understand it, and the assignment is a fairly simple assignment. It's they're assuming all of the rights and responsibilities of Embraer.
Okay. Well, I know that that was a concern that you expressed, and if you're comfortable with it, that's fine, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, we're good with it.
All right, great. What else?
When we last spoke, we talked about the Air Exchange building, where the authority is now in control of the lease of the Air Exchange building. Since then, we have executed a 10-year lease with TSA, and we also have leases out to the remaining tenants ready for signature. So all have agreed to continue on at the Air Exchange building. So those are all out for signature, and looks like everything is in place there. We are also negotiating with... I'm sorry.
Just remind me that with those leases, the building is fairly substantially leased. Then, is that correct?
About 80-85% leased, including the CAA staff presence in the building.
Oh, very good. Okay. Please continue.
Okay. So Verizon. Currently has an agreement with us. It's on Peak Mountain. They've approached us. They have a nationwide program to upgrade to the 5G system. So they came to us and they want to amend our existing agreements to allow for that upgrade, that 5G upgrade. So we're in negotiations with them on the terms of that lease agreement, and which will be in the form of an amendment. We've also been approached by CarMax. CarMax is looking for parking facilities near the airport, somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 to 450 vehicles that they're looking to store. They're looking for a one-year lease. We do have lots available. We have to do some shifting around, but it looks like lot 5A could be available to CarMax. We've provided them with some numbers, a lease of about $120,000 a year. That has been submitted to CarMax, and we're waiting on their response to that. But should they continue to be interested, we've got to shift some things around, but lot 5A could be made available for that purpose. Moving on.
About how many cars is that?
The lot is about that size. It's about 400 to 500 parking spaces.
Yes.
Okay. But if you are actually parking vehicles, they're looking to store them so they can stack them a little bit and get a little bit more capacity out of that lot. But it would serve their need quite well.
Okay.
Moving on to Bradley Concessions, just an update. As part of the McDonald's agreement, they were required to do a refresh to all their concepts. Right now, the McDonald's location itself is under construction for rebranding, reimaging, and technology upgrades. Part of that technology upgrade is self-serve kiosk, ordering kiosk, which is kind of the trend in the fast food industry. Again, under construction right now, and they are projected to reopen before the holiday season, the first week of November. Continuing with Bradley Concessions, we are in discussions with Paradies right now. Paradies has presented us with a proposal to add a Starbucks location at Bradley, as well as develop a new restaurant concept. part of that agreement would be also a refresh of their four existing retail locations. We had our first meeting with them to kind of review their proposal and kind of gave some feedback and asked them to kind of sharpen the pencil, if you will, and we have a meeting scheduled, a follow-up meeting scheduled with them within the next 2 weeks. Continuing on with Bradley Concessions, All About Foods is a tenant that we have. Right now they're operating a Jamba Juice, but their agreement allows for the addition of an Auntie Anne's pretzel and a Carvel ice cream. Those two locations are currently under construction and kind of along the same timelines of reopening. The plan is to have those two concepts open before the holiday season. Probably going to be later towards Thanksgiving, but the plan is to open before Thanksgiving. Moving
That's
on
great.
To general aviation. Excuse me.
I said, that's great. We can have ice cream in the terminal.
That's right. In November. Moving on to general aviation updates. The last time we spoke, we discussed an opportunity with Survival Systems. Survival Systems is a tenant at the Groton New London Airport. They have a training facility there, and they have expansion plans. So they came to us with the idea of expansion. They were looking at maybe expanding within the existing parcel that they lease today. But at further discussions, they're interested in expanding to the parcel that adjoins their current location. So we met with them, provided them with a lease rate with the new parcel for development, and also a new lease rate. They'll graduate from a land lease to an improved site list on their approved site rate on their existing parcel. So we've provided them some numbers. There seems to be a genuine interest in there, and Mike and I will follow up with a meeting them next month to kind of keep that thing going. And at Oxford, we may have presented this last time we met, but Atlantic Aviation, who is an FBO operator there, proposed to us a lease amendment that would do a couple things. Number one, where they operate, two of the parcels where they operate today, in the agreement, those two parcels, 1 and 6, were scheduled to be released and revert back to the airport. And then reading the agreement, the purpose for that was the airport wanted the option to create competition at the airport if need be. But since that time, another FBO tenant has entered into Oxford. So we've kind of satisfied that need for increased competition. So we have a proposal from Atlantic Aviation to renovate their FBO terminal and relocate a de-icing facility, and also do some ramp rehabilitation. So looks like a strong proposal. We're evaluating it right now. We had a meeting with them on Monday and a follow-up meeting within the next couple of weeks. And finally at Oxford, we have also been, we're under contract with Atlantic Aviation. As you know, they are constructing a U.S. Customs Border Control facility. Since we last met, Atlantic has signed a memo of agreement with the CBP, and we also have to them a Atlantic fit out and operating agreement. It has been submitted to them. It's under review with their legal department, and we're waiting on the execution of that agreement. And that is all I have for you this afternoon.
Are there any questions or comments? I would just I know I've shared this with Kevin, but I know that there have been times I recently where in the early morning, 7 o'clock ish, that it's been that some of the coffee kiosks have not been available. The Dunkin' Donuts, one of them, hasn't been open. Has there been any progress as far as dealing with coffee availability for our customers.
Yeah, Scott, we've been and all the tenants quite a bit to make sure that they're fulfilling the operating hour requirement. A lot of them, unfortunately, are struggling getting employees. The employment situation, as you know, is difficult across the country, and certainly we're no exception. So we've given them a little bit of leeway to try to get that squared away. In some cases, some of the employers are raising their rate of pay, and that seems to be helping somewhat. But they are having challenges. I mean, we have challenges in the parking lots, for example, even getting shuttle bus drivers. It's a tough employment environment.
I get it. But as long as we're doing what we can to, you know, prod them to do the best they can, that's, I guess, the best we can ask for.
We are pushing them.
Yeah. Okay. The next item is to cover the parcels for development. I know that you have sent us a map showing the areas by sheet, you know, what is developable, what is wetland. Do you want to talk about that a little bit for a moment?
Sure. I'm going to turn it over to Bob, who will run you through some of that mapping.
Sure. Yep, good afternoon. The map that we sent along was came out of a recent wetland mapping assignment that we gave to our consultant. It predominantly includes sites, we call it parcel 4 on the airport. It's in the northeastern quadrant of the airport. It also includes 5B, which is right down at the bottom of the screen in the corner of the intersections of the two runways. After receiving the report, this is the final wetland mapping on that parcel. The whole entire parcel is 265 acres, and approximately 127 of those acres are wet. When I say wet, there's wetlands. There's actually two major streams going through the parcel, and there's some vernal pools in that area. So if you kind of look the way it's situated on the map, one of our long-term project is to extend taxiway J, which will be parallel to runway 624. If we ever had development up on that quadrant of the airport, that would have at least a 2 or 3 acre wetland impact to that project. One of the other major, projects that would kind of lead to development out there would be the relocation of Perimeter Road. If you can see on that map, Perimeter Road kind of comes skirts along 64, kind of goes out and a little grassy knoll, we call it, and comes back in and to meet by the fire academy. That would have to be relocated probably some way halfway through that parcel to allow for development on airport and also off airport if you wanted to have aviation development versus non-aviation development. That would have significant impact. So in the past, we've tried to lay out different variations of different hangar facilities out here versus ramp. We laid out facilities for storage, warehouse facilities, and no matter how you lay it out, there are significant wetland impacts to pretty much any development that would happen out in this parcel 4. Any development would require definitely require an EA out there, and depending on the impact, that could lead to an EIS. Other impacts we would look at are NDDV impacts, would be any kind of bats, birds, beetles, and things like that. So just wanted to provide an update as to, you know, to really show you where the planning level wetland maps are out there that can kind of restrict the parcel for now. And I'm open to any questions that you may have on this parcel.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for, I think it's fabulous that we now have this mapping because, you know, we have something definitive. You know, my thinking in looking at this is, should we be looking at coming up with, a kind of a development scheme. And Bob, I'm looking at the map that was sent us, okay? And so I'm not going to refer to parcel numbers. I'm going to refer to sheets, sheet five, for example, or sheet four. And so if we're looking at this, should we be trying to think about in some instances where there are, like on sheet five, if you look at sheet five, you see this sliver of wetlands that kind of, well, it's hard for me to do this on the phone, but there's a kind of a long sliver that goes into it kind of separates the area that is shown as dry land, for example.
Yep.
Now, I mean, just for talking purposes. So, and if we were to look to utilize that sliver, and again, I'm guessing that it's wet soils. It's not true wetlands. And substitute another area, say like at toward the top, if you will, of sheet five. You see how there's a piece that is dry that runs into sheet four, and maybe carve out that piece and try to substitute pieces. Should we be looking at this and trying to figure out ways to maybe better maximize what we have by potentially substituting, other portions of property?
Yes, Scott, that is a great question. I understand where you're going with that. And as we've tried to lay out various, we've done two or three different type of concepts out here, extending the parallel taxiways, putting hangars on for aviation use, not aviation use. In this area, you're correct. It's not the greatest soil out there. But as you pump these developments, you would be, any impact that you would have to say that portion on sheet five, you're going to have to mitigate somewhere else. So you're talking about kind of maybe enhancing an area that's kind of dry that we may not use. Yeah, and that would be exactly right. That'd be a whole part of the whole process you go through with DEP when you came up with your mitigation. You say, all right, we're going to impact 15 acres here. They're going to want you to probably replace that somewhere else. So we go look on either that section in there. We probably go over to sheet six and seven over in that area, and maybe
even
sheet three,
sheet two,
probably
sheet,
probably
sheet two,
right,
the top.
Yep.
Yeah,
we go to enhance. We would look at what's not wet on there, and we look to enhance our or mitigate for those impacts here. So you're absolutely right. That's going to be a requirement of the DEP permit when we come in with some type of design or concept.
Sure. Well, and all of that takes some time. I think, I mean, is this something we should be, I would encourage, maybe it's something that we're proactive about trying to put into motion now, because there are probably, I'm just looking, for example, at the very top of sheet two, you've got that area up there that looks like it's probably 2 or 3 acres, maybe more, right up at the very top. It's unlikely that is something that we'd want to try. I mean, that for all intents and purposes is not developable because of all of the wetlands around it. If we were to enhance that and then take that acreage, where I'm going with this. The question is how do we do this in a methodical, smart way, so we can, increase development potential, of some of the parcels, either on sheet seven or sheet five, or doesn't look like sheet eight is, other than maybe a I'm trying to, what is that, the little orange there? Is that a...
Yeah, sheet 8. Yeah, there's not much you can do on sheet 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I understand where you're going with that, Scott. I'm trying to prepare drier land. Typically, DEP is going to want to see a development plan. They're going to want to see what you're proposing out there. I don't know if they're going to be receptive to allowing us to, you know, just to fill wetlands in one area, enhancing it in another, not knowing what the overall development of that parcel is. Possibly we can look at a road, relocating the road, which is a key element in that parcel, and say, all right, that's going to be our first project. We want to pick a good spot for that road to be so we can maximize aviation versus non-aviation use and see what the impacts are on that project and maybe mitigate along, you know, for that portion of it and then see where it goes mm-hmm. after that. But you can take
yeah.
in steps, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand that D probably would like to have something definitive. The only thing I'm wondering is if arguably an opportunity presented itself. You know, you don't often have a whole lot of time to then be going and doing certain studies or coming up with mapping and then going through the process with DEEP. By the time you're all done with that, you know, the opportunity may be lost. I mean, should we be making some general kind of representations as far as the type of development and
what I was going to suggest is probably our next step, particularly on that parcel, is to essentially master plan uses of it.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Once we understand what we think the potential uses are, I think it starts to drive the need now to look at that perimeter road relocation as Bob is proposing. But yeah, I think you start to advance it with an understanding that these may be the top two or three uses that you'd bring into that area. And that justifies the perimeter road relocation project. And then that starts your interaction with DEEP. Yeah, at the end of the day, some of these other wetland issues that you're talking about, you may not be able to get there.
I just lost you. Okay,
yep.
You're back. Hello?
I can't hear anything.
No, I can't. Sean, are you still on?
I am.
Scott, this is Sebastian. I'm on as well, but I can't hear Kevin in the group.
Okay.
I think
well, hopefully they're hearing us. I don't know, maybe should we try calling back in?
Okay.
I'm trying to give the sign visually to them that we can't hear them.
Okay, because I'm just on the phone. I'm not connected to them by computer.
Yeah, you might want to recall.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give that a try. Hopefully
okay.
we'll be successful. Talk soon. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're back. We have everyone back.
All right. I don't know what happened.
We lost our connection.
Treasurer Wooden, are you with us?
So, Scott, are any more?
I am.
Okay. I am. Sebastian, are you there?
I'm here. Yep. Thank you.
Okay, good. We're all back. Very good. All right. So, Kevin, we were just talking about doing some master planning.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the next step for us is to, you know, kind of drill down on that parcel, come up with the top two or three potential uses. And I think once we understand that a little bit better, we'll understand, you know, what the relocation of Perimeter Road really needs to be. And I think that kind of becomes a kickoff project to make this parcel a lot more marketable, right? But what I was saying is, you know, in the context of moving forward with some of those other issues of moving wetlands around, probably not going to be able to get to that point until you know what is going to be the actual use of the parcel.
Right.
But I think, you know, in my way of thinking about this, the relocation of Perimeter Road, I think, becomes a primary need for us to start moving on if we're ever going to market the proposal, not market the parcel.
Fair enough. Treasurer Wooden and Sebastian, do you have any questions or comments about future plan of development and what we've got there?
This is Treasurer Wooden. I do not. I just agree with the notion of, you know, treating it as a master plan development and having a lot of guidance in terms of what we want in advance of engaging and entertaining potential development proposals.
I say ditto to what Treasurer Wooden just said, and I appreciate the visual as well of the map. Those are always helpful.
So just to just so we're clear, what's the next step, Kevin? Are we going to start looking at potential relocation of Perimeter Road? Is that the next step?
Yeah, we may actually even bring in some outside consulting assistance on this to take a look at, you know, the potential uses of the parcel, and then, yes, put together a program for the relocation of Perimeter Road. And that, as I said earlier, you know, starts the engagement with DEEP over the parcel issues. So I do think that's the next step. Let us, you know, take this now, run with it, and, you know, at a subsequent meeting of the committee, we can come back and keep you up to speed as to how we're progressing on that master planning.
All right, very good. Hopefully, the year will be over before we know it, but hopefully you can identify some consultants or, you know, that you want to engage to do this, and we can move this forward because obviously, you know, trying to develop that is certainly in the economic interest of the airport and the state. So whatever we can do to move the process forward, I think we should do it as quickly as we reasonably can. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I think we can move pretty quick on it, Scott. Because I was saying, I think we can move pretty quickly on it because we'd probably be using our on-call consultants to help us with this.
Very good. Kevin, is there anything else that you or staff wants to discuss with us while we're on the phone?
I think we've pretty well covered it.
All right. committee members, are there any topics that you wish to bring up?
Nothing here. This is Sebastian. Thank you.
Same here.
Well, that being the case, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion here.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Kevin, thank you, and appreciate all the efforts of staff on both the development initiatives and on the development parcels, and we'll look forward to developments as they occur. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.